The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Ayin Gimel, the Gemara and Daf Menachos Daf Ayin Gimel with Beis quotes a brayso. Brayso has a bunch of psukim regarding the halacha that the Gemara says Ein Chelk Menachos Kineged Zvachim. Now the halacha is that when someone brings a carbon, carbon chatos or carbon oshem, so after you makir the imurim on the mizbeach, so whatever's left of the meat of the basar, the carbon, is there's a mitzvah to eat it, and there's a mitzvah on the kohanim to eat it. And which kohanim get to eat it? So all the kohanim that participated in the avodah of that day, they all divide the meat of the carbon. That's called chalukas kochim. And they divide, it's called the chalukah, and everyone gets a piece, and that's how they make the mitzvah of achilas kochim. When you have another carbon, so you divide that carbon. If you have a mincha, so the mincha, the kaimitz, the kain is makar on the mizbeach, a handful, and the rest of the mincha is shirayim, and also it's supposed to be eaten by the kohanim, is divided. So one would think that you come at the end of the day, you have 100 kohanim, and I have 100 animals, that was makar that day, that I have to divide the animals, so instead of taking each animal and cutting each animal into 100 pieces, and giving every kohen one piece of each animal, maybe we'll say, well, anyways, instead of giving one kohen one piece of each animal, we'll say every kohen will get one animal, assuming they're the same size, or whatever it is. So it would be much easier. But the Gemara says, no, we darshin a pasuk, where the pasuk says that you're not allowed to be chalik. You cannot make a chalukah and say, I'll take this carbon, you'll take that carbon. You can't make a chalukah of, say, I'll take the mincha and you'll take a carbon. Every single carbon has to be divided individually among all the people that deserve to get a chalik of this carbon. That we dash it from a pasuk. So the Sfasemis over here in Menachos says, what exactly is the chiddush of this pasuk? So simply put, you would understand the pasuk, that the pasuk is saying, no, there's a halacha, that everybody has to get a piece of this carbon, and everyone's going to eat a piece of this carbon, everyone's going to eat a piece of the next carbon, and this is a din, this is what you have to do. And Sfasemis says that it really doesn't... It doesn't make much sense. Why? If everybody gets a piece, so now he has to eat that piece. There's a mitzvah of achilas kochim. Any kohen could eat the kochim. If he doesn't want to eat it, he'll give it to somebody else to eat. So the Sfasemis says, well, why can't we say that that he could switch it? He'll say, I'll take this carbon, you'll take that carbon. What exactly is the pasuk coming to teach us? So the Sfasemis wants to say that the way the pasuk makes the most sense is that avada, if you have two kohanim, instead of cutting each carbon in half and giving each carbon half of a carbon, the kohen can say, I'll take this entire carbon, you'll take that entire carbon. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. What the Gemara just means is that one kohen can't go to the other kohen and says, you know what, instead of dividing each carbon individually, let's just say I'll take one entire carbon and you take the other entire carbon. He doesn't have the ability to force the other kohanim to give up their share in that carbon just because I want an entire carbon instead of one piece from 100 different karbanos. The whole chiddush of the pasuk is regarding forcing somebody else. You can't force somebody else to deny their chelik that they deserve to get in that carbon. But if two kohanim make up among themselves, they have 100 kohanim and 100 karbanos, and the kohanim make up among themselves that each kohen will take away one animal to eat instead of dividing each animal to 100 portions. Sfasemis says, there's no reason, he doesn't see any problem, any reason why you would not be able to do this. So Sfasemis wants to say that the whole chiddush of the pasuk is only regarding the halacha of forcing, of kfir, that you can't, the Torah chiddush is, the pasuk is telling us you can't force somebody else to give up their portion of the carbon. The truth is that the Sfasemis is basically echoing something that's written in the Taisa Rosh. The Gemara in Kiddushin, on Daf Megillah Amud Aleph, has the same exact Gemara, and the Gemara quotes all the same psukim that say you cannot be chaylik, can't divide the menachas keneged the karbonis, and not one carbon keneged another carbon. And over there in that sugya, the Taisa Rosh writes, Sasemis didn't have access to the Taisa Rosh, it was printed after his time, but today we have the Taisa Rosh, and the Taisa Rosh says clearly that the Gemara over there mentions in a brisa, there was a story that there was certain people that though they got very small amount, the kohanim got very small amounts on the carbon. If there were a lot of kohanim and the carbon wasn't very big, so they would get a very small piece. So there were certain people they used to grab the chelik that other kohanim got. Well, every kohen got a tiny piece, and this kohen would go grab the portion of the carbon that a different kohen received. And the Gemara says that somebody grabbed it, and obviously the other person didn't want him to take it, so they called him a chamtzon. They called him, they gave him a name. This person was known as the person who grabbed the piece. So the Tos Rosh says, what was the problem? The problem wasn't that each person was supposed to get his own chelik of the carbon, and now one person got two portions. That wasn't the problem. The problem was that somebody was makbid. I wanted my piece and you came and you took it away. So Tos Rosh says, but if they wouldn't be makbid, if somebody doesn't care, so then there's no problem. If he can give up on his piece, he could switch it with somebody else, and they could switch one, they could be mechalik one carbon, connected the other carbon. Clearly, like the words of the Sfasemis. However, we could suggest that a possible different explanation based on the words of the Achronim. And we can explain that really the halacha of Ein Chok Menachas Keneged Zvachim is a halacha, it has nothing to do with forcing somebody else, and everyone is mechuyev to eat their portion of the carbon that they receive. How will we understand this? So there's a mitzvah in the Torah that all the Mayniyah mitzvahs, the Rambam counts as a mitzvah, the Chinuch counts as a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah called Achilas Kotch. Now, it's interesting that there is a mitzvah to the actual hakrava, bringing the carbon is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to perform the avoid of the carbon properly. But eating the carbon is not considered a part of the avoid of bringing the carbon. If you want to know who has the mitzvah to bring the carbon, obviously the kohanim or do the avoid of the carbon. Which kohen gets to do the avoid of the carbon? So they make a girl and whoever gets it, he gets it. He does the avoid of the carbon. But the mitzvah of eating the carbon, that's a separate mitzvah. It's counted as a separate mitzvah in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And this is a mitzvah that, technically speaking, only a kohen could be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas kotchim. A zar, someone's not a kohen, he's not allowed to eat it. In karbonah, it's like a shlomim that someone who is not a kohen is allowed to eat. There's even a discussion in the Paiskim whether the mitzvah of eating the carbon applies to such karbonis. It's a big discussion in the Rishonim. It's quite possible, according to some Rishonim, that there is no mitzvah, that the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim does not apply to Kachim Kalm. So if that's the case, so the mitzvah is only a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah on the Kohanim to eat. But which kohen? So it seems the Sfasemis understood that any kohen who goes and eats the carbon, and eats the boss of this carbon, he's mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. However, the chinuch is not mashm like that. The chinuch seems to imply that the mitzvah of achilas kachim is limited to the person who received his chelik that day. All the kohanim that did the avodah that day, the kohanim of the Beis Av, so they split all the meat, all the kachim that were brought that day among all the kohanim, and each kohen gets his chelik. Says the chinuch, you know, now that the kohen gets this piece of meat is his, he has a halacha that he is mechuyev to eat this piece of meat. If he goes and gives this meat, he says, I'm not hungry, I don't want to eat it, I give it to somebody else. No, the other person eats it. Now, it's true that if the kohen says he's sick, he's hungry, he's not hungry, he can't eat it. So if you leave it overnight, it'll become nicer. So it's true that it may be that you're better off making sure that some kohen eats it so that they're not over an iser lav of leaving it over until the morning and becoming nicer. True that there might be an advantage over eating, but when we're discussing the mitzvah of achilas kachim, that there is a specific mitzvah that the kohen has to eat the carbon, so the Torah over here is darshaning a pasuk. The Torah is saying, you know who has this mitzvah to eat the carbon? There's a specific mitzvah to eat the carbon on the people who are zoicha in this carbon. They have a schus that they get the meat of this carbon. If they get the meat of this carbon, so whatever they're zoicha, whatever they get, so now they have a mitzvah to eat it. In fact, the Rogatchover in a Sefer Tzofes Panech in Hilchos Nedarim Perik Aleph Halacha Yud Beis is actually medayik this from a Tosefta. The Tosefta says in Brachas, it's brought down later on in the Gemara in Menachas on Ayin Hayim Yud Beis, that the Gemara says that there's a kohen. The kohen goes and he's makir of the karbonis. He's going makir of the karbonis, and the Gemara says over there he makes a shechiyonu. And then the Brisa continues that after he's makir of the carbon, then he eats it. And when he sits down to eat the mincha, that he was makriv, he makes a bracha. He makes a bracha of amaitzilachem in aretz, or he makes a bracha if it's a carbon. He makes a specific bracha asher kedushanu to eat the alachilas kachin. There is a specific bracha to make on the kachin. Now, why does the brisa say that it's talking about the kohen that does the avodah, and then afterwards it says, oh, the kohen sits down and eats it, he makes a bracha. Well, any kohen could technically eat it. Any kohen who eats it, he should make a bracha because he's mekayim a mitzvah. Says the Rogachover, no. You see from here that the only kohen who has a mitzvah, who gets this specific mitzvah, achilas kachim, is somebody who had a schus to get a chalukah, to get a chalik of the carbon. Which kohen has a schus? Because he did the avodah. The kohen who did the avodah gets the carbon, and he gets to eat it. So therefore, you see from here that there is a specific mitzvah of achilas kachim, and the mitzvah of achilas kachim is limited to the person who has the schus to get this carbon. So on then, the Gemara comes and makes a drasha. He says that, listen, if I have 100 karbonos and 100 kohanim, and I could give each kohen one carbon and they'll go home, or I could take each carbon and sit there and cut it into 100 pieces. But the Torah says, "Ein cholkin, you can't be cholik zeh keneged zeh. You cannot be cholik one carbon keneged another carbon. And each carbon, each kayin of the 100 kayin that did that void, that they have a mitzvah to eat this carbon. If a different kayin eats this carbon, they won't get a mitzvah. And each kayin gets one kizayi, who gets one cholik of that carbon, whatever he gets, however it adds up to, whatever the shear is that he gets, and he has a mitzvah, and he has the mitzvah chilas kachim to eat this carbon, and no other kohen has the mitzvah to eat this carbon." So if that's the case, we can suggest that that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara's drasha mechalkim nafas tegid zvachim is not coming to talk about that you could voluntarily give up your carbon. You can't voluntarily give up your chelik. Once you get your chelik, you have to eat it. If you give it up, no one else is going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah achilas kachim besides for that kohen himself. So that's the chiddush. Not like the sasemis that says the whole chiddush is that to force somebody else. Sure, you can't force somebody else, but it's more than that. You even have a specific mitzvah to eat it, and the specific mitzvah to eat, you can't have anybody else fulfill that mitzvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.